Way, way back, before we learned to sit upright at the dinner table and chew with our mouths closed, we were swinging through the trees, grabbing whatever we could find to eat, and tearing at it with our teeth, chomping on it, eating it raw. And back then, it was a good thing that after 15 or 20 years of this, some new teeth grew in, because you'd be bound to have lost some by then. Our long-ago ancestors didn't know what to call those teeth, of course, because they hadn't invented language yet. Our brains are bigger than theirs, but our jaws are smaller, and we still get these vestigial teeth. Wisdom teeth, they've been called for thousands of years lately, on the theory that if you've lived a couple of decades, you must have learned something by now. For instance, that there isn't room in your mouth for those extra teeth, and you can only put off a dentist for so long. I read a science fiction story once whose clinical cold future includes getting all your teeth replaced. You wake up the next day with an impervious, perfect lifetime set. You could tell this future would have had perfect pain control, too. I don't remember anything else about the story, just that idea, but I'm still ready to sign up for it. There are tooth marks all over our lives, not just in the getting of wisdom. We love our old people, but you gotta admit they can get long in the tooth. I mean, no offense, but they will talk about old times a lot. The baby teeth are tokens of innocence tucked under a pillow, and we wish to protect the little ones long as we can from the dangers gnashing out there, the hungry dog-eat-dog, tooth and claw. Baring your teeth is an expression that usually means a show of aggression. Sports headline writers really like this one. Sharks bare teeth to shake off underachiever tag. Now please stay with me here and don't get distracted by the image of sharks on ice or by the fact that sharks, the real ones, not the hockey players, can't ever hide their teeth, so they can't exactly bear them. No, the point is that teeth bearing is an observed threat behavior by bonobos and other primate cousins. But it isn't always aggression. In the threat gesture, the teeth are apart, ready to bite, and the upper lip is curled back. But primates like us mostly bare their teeth with jaws almost closed, lips flat or stretched back, clearly not threatening. It's actually a gesture of submission. Think of someone being given a load of friendly criticism from their boss. This gesture passes for a kind of smile. It looks something like one. And of course, people can practice this submission smile just as we can practice real smiles because, well, we all need to get along and we're going to have to show our teeth sooner or later. If you try practicing in front of a mirror, you'll notice your teeth. They're yours, undeniable, yours alone, and the only ones you get. Not much use to hold back from the world. Don't even try to hide them. Just take a big bite and smile.